A big 5-2 win for the Yotes over the Vegas Golden Knights. Only their second all-time win over the Knights. And they creeped back to within four spots of a playoff position in the West, or 4 points in the Western Conference playoff picture. Here to talk about it with us, radio analyst, team ambassador, Paul Bissonnette joins us as he does every week here on Bickley & Marotta. What's up, Biz?
What's going on? I'm not sure if you mentioned they also have a game in hand. So that's also nice to know, you know, maybe an extra 2 points against St. Louis tomorrow. And, man, we're right there on the edge.
Although St. Louis is pretty hot right now. What, they have 8 goals last night?
Yeah, yes. They're buzzing. They've been playing really well lately. They had an atrocious start to the season. I remember a game earlier in the year where they played Arizona in Arizona, and I think the Coyotes beat them 6-0. They looked big, slow. And I kind of wrote them off, but they've been on quite the rampage here. You said it, 8 goals last game. They are actually 7-0-1 in their last 8 Father's Trips games. So a lot of teams have a lot of success on the Father's Trips. Yeah. And actually, Arizona just had theirs in Vegas.
I mean, in terms of locations for the Father's Trip, it probably doesn't get much better than Vegas, does it, Biz?
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine that they went out for a nice dinner and then they all had a really quiet night, no gambling, no alcohol involved. Just I think it was a 9 p.m. curfew, actually, I heard.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Why not?
In terms of wins for the Coyotes this year, I mean, I mentioned it in leading up to the introduction of you, Vegas has had their number. You know, they're not as good as they were a year ago, but for this team, again, with the injuries, to go up there late in the season and have a performance like that, where does that rank among the Coyotes' best wins this year?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, they have not had much success on the road against Vegas, obviously last year during their first season. But even just overall, and you know, Vegas has played, they've been up and down. They had a little bit of a rough patch to start. Then they were playing really good hockey, and Arizona kind of took advantage of them, a team that has not been playing good lately. Just another collective effort. I mean, you can't say enough about Kemper. And, you know, whenever Kemper's had a bad game this year, he's really bounced back. And you know, that just it shows the mental strength he has. And the confidence that Rick Tocchet's kind of given him, especially with Ranta being out. So it's been fun to watch. It's always somebody else rising to the occasion.
Biz, I've tried to pass this on to people that maybe aren't following this team that closely, but I mean, you can probably even do a better job of it. There's something, I don't know if it's confidence, it's resilience, I don't know what it is, but even though this team on paper probably shouldn't be making a playoff push, the guys in that room genuinely believe they're going to make the playoffs, do they not?
Yeah, and that's not a knock against them. I mean, just regarding the injuries and as you mentioned, the names on paper compared to other teams in the West, no, you would think that this is a lottery team regarding their situation. But you can't say enough about Rick Tocchet. Luke, I'll say this. If they make playoffs, I think, is there any way that Rick Tocchet shouldn't win Coach of the Year? We're talking about a salary cap that's, I think, $44 million in active players. And you know, far below where most other teams are, who aren't even making playoffs, and regarding you know, losing 10 guys at one point to injury, they're far and above first place as far as man games lost this season to injury as well.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, Barry Trotz, I'm sure will get consideration with the Islanders, but for Tocchet to take that salary and then take half of that roster to the playoffs is almost unheard of if he does it.
Yeah, no, it's been fun to watch, and as you said, those guys in that room are confident. And maybe even with the situation just being a little bit more laid back where, you know, there maybe isn't as much added pressure as there would be if everyone was healthy and playing. So it's good to see that they're developing some players in the minors, and they're going to be able to come up and contribute.
Paul Bissonnette, our guest here on Bickley & Marotta. I don't know if you got in on any of the fun, but as you know, and we talked about it last week, the Coyotes had 6 players tied for the team lead with 11 goals, and I think they had a little contest going on to see who'd be the one to get to 12. If you got into it, did you have Galchenyuk at 12? Because he got it last night.
He's been hot lately. Ever since that game against Montreal when they came into Arizona, and you know, of course, the Canadian media likes to make a big deal out of that situation. Of course, Max Domi had such a hot start, but he's really risen his level of play in a time of need for the Coyotes. That just goes to show that they're getting it from everyone. I think it was seven guys tied at 11 goals. Richie being the one not in the lineup who also has 11. So good to see Galchenyuk break the seal. And I'm curious to know if there was a little bit of money involved in that.
You'll have to do some investigating for us, Biz.
Yeah.
Sticking with Galchenyuk, I mean, I know his season got off to a rocky start. He had the injury and everything. And 12 goals is probably not what he envisioned at this point. But he is the best pure goal scorer on this team, isn't he, going forward?
Yeah, he's definitely a guy who has a first mentality, and that's one thing that the Coyotes were lacking last season. I compare it to the Raanta situation when Raanta came in last year for the first time, where he had that little injury in camp, wasn't able to start fresh. Galchenyuk went down with the knee after having a pretty good preseason. The one game he had two goals and an assist, and then was re-injured partway through the season. So he's finally been able to get some consistency as far as gameplay and ice time, and I think that's why we're starting to see him shine.
All right, Biz. We had Shane Doan on earlier, and he's facing the firing squad tonight. He's the subject of a celebrity roast. Are you part of the roasting panel for this? I think you'd be a good choice.
You know, I was asked, and I get anxiety having to get up in front of people like that, so I wouldn't have been up there to begin with, but I was actually I signed an ambassador deal with Amex, so I had to come to an event in Toronto.
Ah.
So I was unable to attend. I called Doaner and let him know, and I said, hey, Doaner, if I would have made the money that you made, I would be grinding it out on the back end, but I didn't, and I was a fourth-line pigeon, so I have to go because somebody's got to pay the mortgage.
All right, if you were one of the roasters, is there a specific subject you would attack on Shane Doan? Would you have a strategy?
I mean, there's really nothing to insult. An incredible leader, and not necessarily a very vocal leader when we were at the Coyotes, but when he chimed in and he talked, everyone listened. There was a few times we had some closed door meetings, and you know, you didn't want to see a mad Shane Doan.
Oh, Bissonnette joining us as he does every week to talk Coyotes hockey on Bickley and Murata.